From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. You're very welcome to our program. In a few minutes, we'll turn once again to Luke chapter 15. First, here's a lovely piece entitled, I Will Praise Him. Once again, we'll read the account of the parable of the prodigal son, Luke chapter 15. And Jesus said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring in his hand and shoes in his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. This afternoon I would like you to think about the words of verse 20, where we are told that the prodigal arose and came to his father. Last week, we considered the prodigal awakening. The Bible tells us that after he had spent everything and the famine came, he was hungry. He needed food. He was homeless, friendless. He was penniless. And so he obtained a living feeding the pigs. And he lived among them and he ate their food. And in this vile, stinking condition, he wakened up. He wakened up as to his condition. As he wakened up, he had a consideration that my father's servants have plenty of food, and if they are fed well at my father's house, surely he'll feed me. And he made a commitment, and the commitment was that he would arise. Today we will go one stage further and look at this young man's actual arising. It is good to think. It is good to consider eternal things. It is good to have a knowledge of God and His truth. But thinking is not enough. This prodigal passed beyond the point of merely thinking he arose. Some people think long and hard about eternal things, and the danger is that they will think themselves, and they will die thinking and go to hell thinking. Yes, you need to weigh the matter up. You need to count the cost. You need to consider eternal issues. But you need to arise also. Your thoughts need to take legs. He passed beyond the point of mere regret. among the pigs, he regretted his wastefulness and his sinfulness. But he didn't just regret his past. He actually arose and went to his father. He passed beyond the point of mere resolution. He resolved in his heart that he would arise, but he actually did arise. There are some people in life who make resolutions, but they never keep those resolutions. Perhaps in the past you were resolved to become a Christian, but still you are without the Lord. Yes, you need to resolve in your heart to get saved, but you need to do more than make a resolve. You need to do something about it. This young man did something. He actually did arise. As he arose into action, he did so with immediacy. We do not read that he went back to negotiate new terms with his master. We do not read that he said farewell to the pigs. No, with this new heart that he had, he realized that there was no life for him in the far country. He had to arise and he had to do it now. There are some people who will not become Christians because of the old life, because of their friends and their acquaintances. They don't want to say farewell, and so they hang on to the far country. You need to realize that there's no life for you in the world. You need to come to the Lord, and you need to come today. For now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation. As we think about the prodigal arising, I would like you to consider the two things that the sinner must do if the sinner is to be saved. How do you arise? Will you do so, first of all, by making a departure? This young man arose, and as he arose, he said farewell to those pigs. He said farewell to his master in the far country. He said farewell to that place that had given him such pleasure, but in the end had caused him such intense pain. Yes, he made a departure. And if you are to be saved, you must depart from the old life. And departing from the old life means that it is necessary for you to repent. Now mark those words, please. Repentance. Salvation is impossible without repentance. Now what is repentance? Repentance isn't merely feeling guilty about your sin. The Bible tells us about Judas. Judas felt guilty that he had betrayed the Lord. And he went and hung himself, filled with shame and remorse. But yet he went straight to hell, because his guilt was not true and genuine repentance. You see, true repentance is feeling ashamed of your sin, because your sin has offended God. To be repentant, you must see your sin. You must see your heart. You must realize that you are lost. And you must realize that you have offended the law of a holy God. Sin is a terrible thing. Where does it come from? In 1 John 3 verse 8 we are told, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. The sin that is in our hearts is from the devil. It was he who introduced this terrible rebellion against our Creator in the Garden of Eden. And we are possessed with this plague today. There's a plague in your heart. The plague is sin. The world at this present time is waiting with bated breath to see if this bird flu virus becomes a human plague. And we're all very concerned about it. And it may well come to these islands. And what will happen? Well, we do not know. But here is a plague that is more universal than the bird flu virus ever will be. The plague is known as sin. Do you feel the plague today? Will you not repent and turn from it? For what is your sin doing for you? We have a wonderful illustration of repentance in the book of Acts chapter 28. Paul was gathering a bundle of sticks, and a viper that was lying under a piece of wood reached up and latched onto his arm. The venom would have killed him, but Paul simply shook the viper off and it fell from him. Sin is like the poisonous viper that's latched onto you, and it has a venom that will destroy you, but you need to shake it off. Paul shook off the snake. That's repentance. Shake off your sin. God says to the sinner in Ezekiel 33 and 11, turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? Why will you die? Will you not come and take Christ today? Turn from your sin. This prodigal did not just make a departure, but he had a direction. And as he arose, he left the far country behind, but he went in the direction of his father's house. He set his face for home. And this illustrates faith. Yes, the sinner must repent and turn from his sin, but as he turns from his sin, he turns unto God and he puts his faith in Jesus Christ. What is faith? Faith is not a work. Faith is resting upon Christ's work. Faith is acknowledging that you can do nothing and that Christ has done everything. That his precious blood is enough to make you right with God. And when you come to the Lord, you simply ask him to save you on the grounds of what he has accomplished for you on Calvary. The Bible stresses belief constantly. For by grace are you saved through faith. Not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. This is how mankind is divided. Those who have faith, those who have belief. And those who have not faith, those who have not belief. And every believer was once an unbeliever. And you may be an unbeliever today, but you can cross the line and become a believer by taking Christ as your Saviour, by exercising faith. Will you not arise today? Will you not come to the Lord? This prodigal, as he was in the far country, he felt his penniless pockets, and those pockets seemed to say to him, will you not go home? He looked at those pigs, and he heard them grunting, and even their very grunts seemed to say, go home to your father, there's a better life there. As he thought of his father's house, he thought of the servants who were dining so well, and they seemed to be crying, will you not come home? And he thought of his poor old father, heartbroken and lonely, wondering what his boy was doing. And the father's heart was simply saying, come home. Today, do you not hear Christ saying, come unto me? Do you not hear all those who are saved and born again saying, will you not come? There's plenty for you in the Father's house. God offers you peace and God offers you rest. Will you not come? Listen to the last great gospel invitation in the Bible, and as you hear it, arise and go to God. Revelation 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clogher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.